Hello again, everyone. My name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
And this is episode 27 of the Skulls Cast, wherein Medibot and I review the remaining cards from Avacyn Restored.
We got a
large set from the spring.
Multicolors and our artifacts and our non-basics. Mm-hmm. Not too many cards, so let's just bust on in. First up, Bruna, Light of Alabaster. Commander and the leader. Two white and a blue for a 5/5 legendary angel with flying and vigilance. Whenever Bruna attacks or blocks, you may attach to it any number of auras on the battlefield, and you may put onto the battlefield attached to it any number of aura cards that could enchant it from your graveyard and or hand.
So Bubbles likes all of the auras from everywhere.
Yes, she Voltrons up, and I don't know, then I guess you win? Because she's in Voltron mode.
Hmm. She's going to be the good version. I'm sorry. The bad version of Xur the Enchanter in EDH. Mm. For one, Xur cost 4. For another, he let you have another color in your deck. For another, he could tutor for an enchantment so you could find answers. And there are also going to be times where Bruna is just like, this is too huge. I have all the auras. Now let me do some bookkeeping. How big is she? What abilities does she have? I don't know. Just never let her attack. Just get rid of her before things happen.
Snow-covered planeswalk. Next up, Gisela, Blade of Gold Knight. 4, double white and a red for a 5/5 legendary angel with flying and first strike. If a source would deal damage to an opponent or a permanent an opponent controls, that source deals double that damage to that player or permanent instead. If a source would deal damage to you or a permanent you control, prevent half of that damage rounded up.
Thanks to the existence of planeswalkers, poor Blossom here has to say permanent instead of creature, making her read really crazy-like. Yeah. On the plus side, she's awesome! I want one of these for my Razzia deck, so that it can continue to be a Razzia deck and just have one of these in it.
Being the double down on all damage numbers. Kinda mean. Important to note is that the damage gets doubled only when the damage is dealt. What I mean by this is that if she gets blocked by 5 2/2s, she can't kill them all.
Wait, what are you talking about? Important strolls, deals them to that instead. This is a replacement effect, so it doesn't have a notion of timing.
Wait, maybe it does.
Blocker ordering still applies. If you put combat damage on the stack and add some weird restriction about that, then maybe. But I'm pretty sure that she gets to kill them all.
You're probably right. I probably misunderstood how the doubling works, because I interpreted it as a not replacement effect.
No, but it uses the word instead,
instead
so it
means
is
replacement
a replacement
effect.
So you can pretty much treat her as a 10-10.
Yeah. Which is pretty okay.
Yeah! How about them 7 mana 10-10s? That double all damage to your opponents and have all damage to you. Ah!
Next up, Sigurda, Host of Herons. 2 double white and a green for a 5/5 legendary angel with flying and hexproof. Spells and abilities your opponents control can't cause you to sacrifice permanents.
Finally, the answer to that Eldrazi menace, I guess. And it's Buttercup.
Well, wouldn't the last one be Buttercup?
Huh?
No, this is Buttercup.
No.
Yeah.
Buttercup was the green
Buttercup was the green one. Bubbles was the blue one.
Yeah.
Blossom
was
the
red one.
Now it all makes sense. God damn you, Hasbro.
Yeah.
That's it. All 3 of these are, like, completely windmill slam and limited. Yeah. Like, don't even care that...
Sigurda is the one who is most likely to, like, from her class, most likely to make it into a constructed format.
Mm. Is the cheapest. Is hexproof.
Mm.
Is cheap and hexproof.
Is really, really hard to solve.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's the Powerpuff Girls of all these mythic, legendary angel creatures. Slam them and chase them. Don't even care. They're just... Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, don't draft Urs just because you drafted Bruna, though. Just run her as what she is, which is good enough.
Just be like, oh, 6-mana Flying Vigilance. Yeah. Hooray. You know, that's... Yeah. Wait. There's an uncommon in the set that does that. What's it called? Archangel.
Yeah.
That's right. Run Archangel. Bruna, Light of Alabaster. Bleh.
Next up, Angel's Tomb. 3-mana for an artifact. Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, you may have Angel's Tomb become a 3/3 white angel artifact creature with flying until end of turn. What's up? It's that bird from Mirrodin.
It is a bird. Glinthawk Idol.
Glinthawk Idol.
Judging from this card coming right after the Powerpuff Girls, I take it things didn't go too well for them.
Mm.
I mean, I get... If I am it's going to have grim. Any kind of tomb, by the way, it's going to be the kind that wakes up and attacks you when you stop by to visit it. So that's my official plan.
All right. I'll be sure to never visit your grave.
let's hope.
Because, you know, why would I need to rob your grave? I already stole the rest of your stuff.
Yeah, in life. Sugar. Let's go on.
Next up is Angelic Armaments. 3-mana for an equipment. Equipped creature gets +2/+2, has flying, and is a white angel in addition to other colors and types. Equip it for 4.
The specific stats on this mean that it is never going to replace swords. It managed to sneak Avacyn's logo some 5 times on a single card. Unless there's another, like, secret one that I'm missing. And what else is awful about this? I don't know. Oh, right, it's a colorless thing that turns things white for no reason? Ah. In Limited, this is about the best thing you could ever hope for. I mean, every single creature that you have is bigger and more evasive than before. Sure.
Why
Anywhere
not?
Else it's crap, though.
Next up, Bladed Bracers. 1-mana equipment. Creature gets +1/+1. As long as equipped creature is a human or an angel, it has vigilance. Equip it for 2.
There are a lot of humans and angels that already have vigilance. I think I would rather have Leon and Scimitar in almost every circumstance. I mean, Avacyn's Collar was cool because getting like a creature out of the deal that could then pick up the collar again was awesome. You know, you have this little human, and then it leaves a ghost behind that still has the collar on. It even made flavor sense. This doesn't make any damn sense. Bladed bracers. Hold a weapon, you idiot. Don't blade your damn bracers. You're gonna get that caught on everything. How do you put them away?
Yeah. How do you eat or drink?
Look at me, I'm Wolverine. Good, you just, like... stabbed yourself in the eye when you went to adjust your glasses, you moron. Bladed bracers.
Next up, Conjurer's Closet. 5-mana artifact. At the beginning of your end step, you may exile target creature you control, then return that card to the battlefield under your control.
So all we're missing is, what, the lion and the witch? Because we certainly have the wardrobe.
Yeah. If you,
I think it's, like, just too big to be, like, a real card.
Yeah, like, I no, but, I guess...
Definitely, like, Venser is the
nowhere,
better version.
Nowhere in Constructed.
Yeah.
But, so as Limited goes, this
really
is, you know,
limited.
5-mana artifact for, like, rebuy your ETBs during your...
That's starting to sound like a 5-mana do-nothing enchantment to me.
But my 4-drop was Mistraven.
You're getting... Granted, Mistraven is pretty cool. That does not make Conjurer's Closet good.
No, it
that
doesn't.
Makes
it
Mistraven
makes Mistraven
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Take this out of your deck. Play another Mistraven.
Why would you not play another Mistraven?
Why would you not just play Infinite Mistraven?
Well, I was hung up on the 8th Mistraven. don't know.
That I would be blessed to have such problems to solve. Do I run 7 or 8 mystery games? What do you think?
I don't know. That's hard. There's got to be some number.
Hold
of
on a second. I'm gonna go outside and ask the unicorn I rode to the shop on what he thinks. Because I have a unicorn that I ride around. Because next up, Gallows at Willow Hill, 3-mana artifact. 3 tap and tap 3 untapped humans you control to destroy target creature. Its controller puts a 1/1 white spirit creature token with flying onto the battlefield.
What if the problematic creature was itself a 1/1 white spirit with flying?
Well,
and then that.
Yeah, that sort of presents an interesting metaphysical quandary.
Now I'm.
We have the infinite ghost machine.
We keep hanging him, but it keeps not working.
Well, no, we hang him, and he dies, but then his ghost comes out.
His ghost becomes a ghost.
It's the infinite ghost machine.
If only we could turn it into the infinite death machine. But no, the cost is way, way too much to pay.
Yeah.
3 untapped humans? When are you going to have that? Just lying around, not doing anything. They should be attacking. They should be picking up arms and hats and killing your opponent. Not wasting their time constructing a gallows, whether or not at Willow Hill. Also, why does Willow Hill have no willows? A willow is a very identifiable tree.
Because they tricked John Avon. They tricked him.
Yeah, John Avon. We don't know what the card is going to be named. But it's going to have a gallows and put some trees there. Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of trees. Why not the gallows at Oak Hill? If these trees... Well, they look more like oaks than they do like willows.
I can't identify
anyway.
Those trees at this distance. I mean, need to get
really
up close
like,
and lick them to be sure.
Honestly, they don't look like real trees, but they look like John Avon doesn't know what a tree is supposed to look like, but he knows what everything else is supposed to look like, so it's like... simple tree? But it sure as hell ain't a willow.
Yeah. It's a very general, ambiguous, non-specific tree. Next up, Haunted Guardian. 2 mana... for a 2/1 artifact creature construct with Defender and First Strike.
I'm glad to see Substitutionary Locomotion make its way into Magic at long last. Let's see. I mean, he's a pretty good blocker in 2/1 to 2/1 First Strike. He blocks a lot of dudes. Yeah. I think I would much rather have a slightly bigger cost for the ability to attack, though. I would be happier with that. You know,
what
this
was
thing...
it? Porcelain Legionnaire?
Yeah, that's the much better version of this. Man.
Guy was an asshole.
Guy was so good. Wait, wasn't he a 3/1?
Yeah.
Yeah! It's part of why he was so good. Yeah, so Haunted Guardian isn't, like, replacing Porcelain Legionnaire anytime soon or ever.
Well, he's an okay blocker. Maybe he's right for your deck. Mm-hmm. Next up, Moonsilver Spear. 4 mana equipment. Equipped creature has First Strike. Whenever equipped creature attacks, put a 4/4 white angel creature token with flying onto the battlefield. Equip it for 4.
That's an awful long way to go to get an angel. I mean, 4-drop, 4 equip. You're paying a pretty hefty cost. But this can make a lot of angels.
Yeah, this keeps making them, and if the original guy dies, an angel picks it up.
Yeah, prevents kind of a problem.
Infinite
kind of
angel
a problem
machine.
That makes me want to have an instant that destroys artifacts. Could I main deck it, though? There's not a lot of problematic enchantments, so the naturalized thing doesn't look so good. And, you know, if they just happen to have a Moonsilver Spear, I'm not going to be happy about being able to, I got his bladed bracers. That'll show him. That's never happening. So that makes this even more of a problem. It's not in a set that has enough compelling artifacts to destroy. Jeez, this thing is good. Oof.
Oof. The spear. All those who oppose the spear must fear. Next up, Nostad Scrapper. 5 mana for a 3/3 construct. 2 mana to give Nostad Scrapper +1/+0 until end of turn. Hey, Kaz, here's your 5-mana 3/3.
There is. Look at that. 5 mana, 3/3, just for me. And he has artifact breathing.
Yeah.
Instead of fire breathing. It's not really breathing fire. Also, it looks like it belongs nowhere near Innistrad. Also, wait, is that a little, like, a head in there?
That's a fetus that's powering the robot.
Oh! Yeah. Done with you. Get out of here. You.
I didn't say what kind of fetus.
No, I seriously mean go on to the next card.
Okay. Next up is Otherworld Atlas. 4 mana artifact. Tap. Put a charge counter on Otherworld Atlas. Tap. Each player draws a card for each charge counter on Otherworld Atlas.
I mean, I guess it's neat that it has multiple, like, tap to do something effects, because it's like you're turning the pages or whatever. That's pretty neat. I like the little throne that it's sitting on.
This is an important book.
Indicating the kind of person who might be inclined to read from the Otherworld Atlas. Kind of hard to evaluate. I mean, it's one of the better Howling Mine effects that has ever existed. But you're also paying through the nose for it. I mean, Howling Mine was cool because it came down super early, too. And it could then just sit there and do things without you having to do anything to it. Yeah. And it had that neat trick to it where if you ended up tapping it somehow, it wouldn't work for your opponent. Man. This doesn't have any of the appeal of that. But it does have the appeal of somehow getting up to, like, 5 charge counters and then being like, oh, draw 5 right now. You discard a bunch. I get to use all my cards. That Yay. Kind of thing.
Yay, book.
Pretty good
need
book.
Instructions on how to use this book, check out the enclosed instruction book. Next up, Scroll of Avacyn. 1 mana artifact. 1, sacrifice Scroll of Avacyn. Draw a card. If you control an angel, you gain 5 life.
Miracle bait, as it were. A cheap, colorless way to draw a card, not on your turn, being able to activate miracles more often. And you gain 5 life. You control an angel. That's cycling is pretty good. We like cycling. That's why I like this. The 5 life won't come up. Blah, whatever.
Maybe not, no. Next up, Scroll of Gristlebrand. 1 mana artifact. 1. Sacrifice Scroll of Gristlebrand. Target opponent discards a card. If you control a demon, that player loses 3 life.
I like this card much better for some reason. I can't quite put my finger... Maybe because it is way more cool in every possible way. I mean, you know, cycling would be probably preferable to this, but it's discard. In colorless.
Demons.
It rarely happens. And then demons. You should totally control a demon. That would be cool. Then this turns into, like, a fake blightning.
Ah. That's nasty.
And it plays into the, like, control one single demon and rule the day kind of deck. Because, you know, it's a thing that deals damage that isn't a creature, so you don't have to, like, sacrifice it or whatever.
Next up, Tormentor's Trident. 2 mana for equipment. Equipped creature gets +3/+0 and attacks each turn if able. Equip it for 3.
Well, of course he attacks each turn if able. I was gonna. Don't have to tell me.
Look at all those skulls he's got.
He does have a wonderful collection. I'm happy to see more skulls on a card. But we're not ending the cast just here. We'll have to come back to him, because we have more cards.
We have more cards. Like the Vanguard Shield. 2 mana for equipment. Equipped creature gets +0/+3 and can block an additional creature. Equip it for 3.
Oh, I see from the illustration how that works. He has a shield, and then another shield taped to the side of it.
Yeah.
So, like, he can block that creature and this one.
Yeah, and the hat protects him from above.
Man, you just had to point out that there was a hat on the top, didn't you? Because if there hadn't have been, I could be completely disappointed with this card. But now I cannot be completely disappointed with the card, because it has a hat in it, and it's a pretty good-looking hat.
Yep.
The bit of it that we can see, anyway.
Yep.
This is the most ham-fisted symbolism, nonsense, garbage that ever gets going. This is more of what's wrong with Magic Illustration this ham-fisted literal-mindedness given into the hands of people who are clear technical masters of their chosen medium. Ugh. What a waste.
Next up, Vessel of Endless Vest. 3-mana artifact. When Vessel of Endless Vest enters the battlefield, put target card from a graveyard on the bottom of its owner's library. Tap to add 1 mana of any color to your mana pool.
What the hell? I guess... Why does it have those two things that it does?
Not sure.
Doesn't make any damn sense. No. That's mechanic soup. It's like, oh, that guy, bottom. Also, it's a monolith. I mean, I'll play it.
Because,
hey, I mean, monolith, 3-mana, accelerate, sure. Mana fix, that's pretty good. But then it has this weird incremental upside. God, it's just weird. This is the wrong kind of card to print. It should make sense, you know? A card I should be able to look at and say, oh, that's the story here. It does a thing that it does. Ugh. Like the next card.
Like the next card. Alchemist's Refuge. It's a land. Tap. Add 1 to your mana pool. Green, blue. Tap. You may cast non-land cards this turn as though they had flash.
The story here is that the alchemist takes refuge in the forest and then gets to work. Huh? And it's pretty good work, too.
Yeah.
Not just weird mechanic soup. This
give
is
your, give stuff flash, yeah.
Artificial land, and it's part of the mega cycle that has spanned the entire block.
Giving stuff flash is pretty good.
It's a pretty powerful mechanic, mm-hmm. at that. So.
Pretty.
All non-land card? Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just creatures, but that's quite good.
Important to turn to note is that it doesn't actually give any cards flash. So if you're like doing a what's that tutor? Basically, the what's that tutor can't find it.
Right. You mean what? Mystic Retrieval?
Mystical Teachings?
Mystical Teachings. Mystical yeah. Teachings.
Mystical yeah. Teachings is not going to find you anything new once this is active.
Well, I mean, it always paired with Teferi anyway.
Yeah.
So, hi-yo!
Next up, Cavern of Souls. It's a land. As Cavern of Souls enters the battlefield, choose a creature type. Tap to add 1 mana to your mana pool. Tap to add 1 mana of any color to your mana pool. Spend this mana only to cast a creature spell of the chosen type, and that spell can't be countered.
Yeah, let's see what eBay has to say about this card.
Yikes.
Yeah. Because it was rather popular, and the stores are pre-selling it for obscene amounts. Let's take a look at Buy It Now to get an accurate read. 4X for $90? That sounds about right. 20. There's one for 20, 22. Foil for 45. Yeah, okay. So we're in the like 20 to 25 range at a fair price, and if you're getting taken to the cleaners by someone who's pre-selling it to you, then it can go for quite a bit more than that. It's probably going to hold that value for some time because there's no other land that is quite like this. And it dovetails pretty painlessly into a lot of decks from a lot of the history of Magic.
Yep.
So it's probably not going to go away anytime soon.
I mean, like, it smells a little bit like Boseiju, and also smells a little bit like Ancient Ziggurat.
Yeah.
But overall smells a bit better than both of them?
It does, because Boseiju made you pay a price in blood, and Ancient Ziggurat would not let you cast anything but creatures with its mana.
Yeah. Is this you can and always get one out of it.
Yeah, you can get the colorless out.
Yeah.
Which
pretty strong.
Yeah. Also you can run multiples. So yeah. Sage you couldn't pull that trick. I mean Ancient Ziggurat could, but yikes.
Next up, Desolate Loot House. It's a land. Tap, add 1 to your mana pool. 1 blue red tap. draw a code, then discard a card.
Favorite land. Right here.
The loot house?
Yes. The loot house!
I mean, looting is good. It's
the Desolite loot house.
Looting is good. Blue wants to do it, red wants to do it. Why not have a blue-red deck that does it, and then you have better cards all the time. Looting, looting, looting.
I mean, the only thing I don't like... I mean, I like lighthouses well enough, but I don't get how, like, lighthouse allows you to loot. That's usually in, like, libraries or something, because you're, like, sifting through the cards in the library. What the hell is a lighthouse gonna...
You're reading the text that is the sea.
And it's desolate, so no one lives there? So no one reads there either, it's just... Oh, hold on, there's flavor text. Maybe this will explain something.
Nope! Next card! Seraph Sanctuary. It's a land. When it enters the battlefield, you gain a life. Whenever an angel enters the battlefield under your control, you gain a life. Tap to add one to your mana pool.
This is going to be a 15th pick in a lot of drafts. I can see it already. But it really shouldn't be. I mean, I picked a Glimmer Post at higher than 15, embarrassingly, and got a lot of mileage out of it in a lot of decks. Because I'm like, hey, Glimmer Post, incidental life gain, and taps for colorless right away. And this is incidental life gain, and taps for colorless right away. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
There aren't that many angels that you're going to like gain a lot of life out of it.
No.
Hey, the thing that's might gain you two life.
Like, it's going to go late enough that you can just grab the late one. And
yeah, you can reliably put like one or two of these in your deck. And if you're playing a bunch of angels, you're a battlecruiser deck anyway, so you're trying to get to the late game, so life helps. And you don't care that you don't have like... Well, maybe you do have color commitments, actually, so... That part.
Yeah, but you get your three planes out and you're set.
Yeah, I guess so.
And lastly, we have Slayer's Stronghold. It's a land. Tap to add one to your mana pool. Red, white, tap. Target creature gets +2/+0, and gains vigilance and haste until end of turn.
Lands that give haste are pretty big.
Yeah.
This goes right into any EDH deck that could play it. In some other decks that could play, say, Alchemist Refuge or Desolate Lighthouse, I could make a case for not including them. Okay, well, maybe not Alchemist Refuge.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, like, every blue-green brew wants to just flash jokes at the end of your turn.
It probably does want that. Okay, so I'll have to back off of that one. The Desolate Lighthouse, not everyone wants to... Man, these lands are good. Maybe that's the case too. But anyway, Slayer's Stronghold certainly makes it in, because in EDH you at least have one creature that's your general who could definitely make good use of haste. I mean, I guess my general already has haste.
But imagine if it didn't. Wouldn't you want to give it haste and vigilance and +2/+0?
I would want to give Razia +2/+0.
Yeah.
Because 6 is just one power off of that crucial threshold of being able to kill someone in 3 swings.
Yeah.
That makes for, like, Thraxa Mundar being pretty great.
Thrax.
Ugh.
I don't win with general damage, so I'll just trust you on this one.
But you could! You could, though.
With my deck?
With Krodge, sure.
You could have ways...
You have ways of making him, like, one-shot players.
Yeah, I do, but it's like, if I get to the point where he's doing that, I already won the game 4 other ways and decided to win it this way.
Deciding to win is still winning.
Yeah, that's true. It was really good that one time I pulled it off at that one event where I'm like, they let me resolve all my combo pieces. I just sort of, like, cautiously asked a guy, I attack you with Krodge. He's like, okay, sure. I'm like, okay, I do this for a while. He's a 40, 42 now. You die? And he's like, wait, what? And I'm like, okay.
Your side of the field vibrates uncontrollably.
Yeah, Krodge vibrates and just grows to titanic proportions and crushes a man. And then the other two players look at me, they're like... huh.
Maybe these other pieces were threatening.
Yeah. Then I think.
Well, what
I
do
like,
you think? Getting back to the set that we're
getting
viewing.
Back to the set. That's all for the other cards.
That is it. What do you think of the set? What's a standout card? What do you like?
What do I like?
Whole set.
I like Mistraven.
We like Mistraven. We like Grizzlebrand.
Well, we do like the Grizzle.
Hell yeah.
I feel that's like. What else do I feel like? I feel like I do want to actually play with the set so I can develop an opinion based on experience of Miracle. But because just looking at the cards, it seems pretty swingy.
Yeah, it is hard to evaluate a lot of these cards because almost every Miracle was this absurdly swingy thing where it's like, oh, I get to pay a greed and kill your entire field and then keep attacking you. Or I get to one mana Wrath or one mana Lava Axe or whatever.
I get to, like, put a bunch of 4/4 flyers into play. Yeah. Wow, you lose!
So many wow, you lose cards. Like, what were the counter spells like? Maybe that's...
Freaking nothing.
Hold on.
There was the like, the second guess.
Terrible. Second guess was unusable.
Yeah.
Because it's not their first... it's their first spell that's going to be the problem.
They had
with these
a counter-target creature spell, the Geist Snatch.
Not
going to
help. Yeah.
Mm. Like, really, I think they want you to bounce in blue.
Well, that ain't gonna cut it.
You can
there's
target
nothing,
things
there...
that target a, counter things that target a player. Yeah, there's
there
nothing,
is just nothing that will counter miracles.
There's basically no correct counter magic answer
wow.
to miracles.
That is seriously a blank. Like, the miracles aren't gonna target you unless they're the red thing.
Yeah.
That's the Lava Axe, but that's stupid. Man. So bad. Let's see, what else do I like?
Mistraven. I feel like the
like
red
Apprentice.
Human man aggro strategy is a plan.
I like all red humans.
Yeah.
Just pretty sure about that.
Just play them as fast as you can. Your opponent will forget to hit 6 mana, and then you win.
I like Dangerous Wager.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to, like, cross out wager and put dinner in there.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
I'm going to eat of the dangerous dinner.
How does it taste?
It tastes like knowledge. Ah!
The dangerous dinner, when you order it at the restaurant, has no price next to it. They just take all the money in your wallet.
There is no price but a terrible cost.
Alright. So that's
sandwich
it for this set. Let's play it and then hoken back to the days of Rise of the Eldrazi, where level ups were level ups, giant battle cruisers were giant battle cruisers, and skulls were skulls.
And skulls.